Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, United Nations experts have expressed serious concern about the British government's plan for a de facto amnesty for historic crimes in Northern Ireland. Fabian Salvioli, Special Rapporteur on the Promotion of Truth, Justice, Reparation and Guarantees of Non-Recurrence, joins me now. Mr. Salvioli, you're very welcome to Drive Time and thank you very much indeed for joining us. You say you have grave concerns. Is it because of the UK's de facto amnesty for historic crimes in the North?
Yes, good afternoon. It's a pleasure, Cormac. Yes, of course, we express concerns about the plan of the government of UK to ban all prosecutions or impede investigations, preclude victim civil claims in connection with the so-called troubles in the Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's a de facto amnesty and provokes a blanket impunity to serious human rights violations committed during that period, no?
And are you saying then that is your greatest concern that there would be no justice for crimes committed in the past? Or are, what about Brandon Lewis? He's the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, the UK Secretary of State. He said that in order to get as much information as possible for victims, we need to draw a line here.
Well, you know, we need a holistic approach for each transition in a transitional justice process, and I am the special rapporteur on that issue. The government cannot pick one pillar of the transitional justice process and delete the other. So we need strong measures for justice, strong measures for truth, good policies on memorializations, good guarantees on non-repetitions, and full reparations for the victims. And you need in a real and proper process, you need the full participation of the victim.
Mm-hmm. And you're concerned then that if there were to be no prosecution for crimes committed through the criminal justice process, and if the de facto amnesty were to be introduced in such a way as outlined by the UK government, that victims' families would as well be barred from normal remedies like civil courts. Is that right?
Yes. It is totally right. And we sent one communication to the government, it is confidential, but it will be public in 2 months.
You've been in contact with the UK government, is that what you say?
Sure, of course. So, my task as special rapporteur is to be in permanent contact with all governments.
Have you received a response, Mr. Salvioli?
No, yet. The communication is very recent.
Okay. Do you expect a response?
Sure. I expect the response because all states must cooperate with the special procedures of the UN. The lack of cooperation is not acceptable.
But what if they don't? What if they ignore your proposition or your questioning of what they're proposing to do? Because let me put it this way to you. The UK have threatened to break international agreements signed just months ago, signed under Brexit agreements. Now, why should the UK care, and I say this with respect, about the UN making an intervention in a highly complex case that goes back decades here?
Well, it's a very good question, but it's a duty. It's not an option. So if the state take measures against the international obligations, is a new violation of human rights of the victims. It's a re-victimization, and that is never helpful for peace. So you provoke exactly the opposite.
I understand, but look at the realpolitik of the UK at the moment. The Tory party is in power, and they are being pushed by a section of the Tory party, the government there, to allow this de facto amnesty for soldiers who served in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. And if they were to accede to your request, they would be prosecuting soldiers who served, British soldiers who served in the North. That is unpalatable for so many Tory politicians.
Well, I know, but that is the state obligation. It's not one obligation of one party. It's one state obligation. The UK ratified different human rights conventions, as the ICCPR, the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights Covenant. Mm-hmm. So they are clear obligations under international law for the state, and that is independent which party is in the power.
What you say in your statement is very tough.
And you know that is for all countries. The Argentinian Republic, it was the same.
I understand that.
And lots of amnesties, and then we changed it.
But if what you say in your statement is very tough indeed. But if the UK were to disregard, and this is not beyond the realms of possibility at all, if they were completely to disregard what you say, what action can you take?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am making a report. I am producing a report of follow-up of the formal visit conducted by my predecessor in the mandate, Mr. Pablo de Grief, to the United Kingdom. This report of follow-up will be public in 2 weeks. And there is an evaluation of the measure taken in different issues by the British government. And of course, we continue asking
am I right in saying that you have no power whatsoever to sanction in any way the UK state? You're just hoping to shame them into a U-turn.
Well, the public, the publicity is a sanction. It is a sanction, and you continue making pressure until you have justice. That is the way for human rights.
Okay, and that is what the families have been doing for many decades now. I'm sure they will appreciate your support. We'll see what happens. Fabian Salvioli, Special Rapporteur from the United Nations, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time.